NATO Partnership for Peace. NATO cooperation with Euro-Atlantic countries external to the organization. In addition to the United European countries, Finland, Sweden, Ireland, Austria and Switzerland. It involves countries from the Balkans as well as Caucasian and Central Asian countries. For many countries, the Partnership for Peace has been used to prepare for NATO membership. Finland joined the program in 1994. The cooperation covers the crisis management and the civilian readiness sector, the political sector and the field of military interoperability. NATO's strategic concept. A document outlining NATO's operations. In 2010, NATO modernized its concept to better fulfill the current and future tasks of the alliance. Matters such as comprehensive crisis management and the anticipation and prevention of new threats, as well as questions related to collective defense, the capacity for defense and the modernization of defense play an important role. Network defense. As the term suggests, this refers to management based on both human and information networks, enabling the use of information and the flow of information. NORDEFCO. Nordic Defense Cooperation. The objective of Nordic Defense Cooperation is to enhance the national defense of the countries involved and to discover synergy advantages in activities such as personnel training and the development of performance. The cooperation also extends to international crisis management operations. The NORDEFCO chairmanship rotates annually. Finland will take over the chairmanship in 2013. Outsourcing. To many, this is a curse word. In reality, however, this simply refers to obtaining various supporting operations or services from suppliers external to one's organization in order to reserve one's own resources for core operations. In other words, this is a strategic partnership. Examples of this include maintenance of the army equipment, Air Force aircraft maintenance and the food supply of the defense forces. PARP. The planning and review process. The process is part of NATO's Partnership for Peace program, which is used to calculate and support development of the partner country's military readiness. Partnerships. Long-term cooperation between the defense forces and service providers. From the point of view of the defense forces, the continuity of the relationship, the extensive exchange of information between the partners and common development objectives are essential. The purpose of the partnership is to integrate the defense forces more closely with Finnish society and to produce added value for all parties. The cooperation should also continue under exceptional circumstances. The partners of the defense forces include Senate Properties, Milog, Patria and Hansel. Performance. The capacity of an operator or an organization, such as the defense forces, when needed in a given situation. Performance consists of operating principles, the material required, skilled and sufficient personnel and the infrastructure required for the operations. Performance management and performance agreement. The method of agreeing on what can be done with the appropriation in practice. The Ministry of Defense will execute a performance agreement with the defense forces and the establishment of defense administration. These institutions will report to the ministry on their profitability and on the use of the appropriation. Providing and receiving assistance. The readiness and the ability to combine the internationally compatible resources in our defense system and to make them available to other parties. As for the provision of assistance, it works both ways, allowing us to use the internationally compatible resources of other parties as well. The compatibility of different systems is important for this reason as well. Readiness regulation. Readiness refers to the plan readiness and execution readiness of the defense forces, systems and troops as required by and depending on the threat. Regulation refers to flexibly intensifying, increasing and decreasing the readiness as required by and according to the threat. The regulation is based on legislation pertaining to readiness. Reform of the defense forces. an extensive project to develop the defense forces in order to maintain our country's capacity for defense in the future as well. The reform is required due to the decreasing population, the expiry of defense material and problems in the balance of general government finances. The reform requires a critical examination of all current operations. The reform should be completed in 2015. Security and Defense Policy Report. A document drafted by the government and processed by Parliament. The document outlines the long-term principles of Finnish security and foreign policy. In practice, it paves the way for the development of the defense forces. Officials from all central governmental institutions, including the President of the Republic, are involved in preparing this document. Situation data exchange. Situation data are part of a control system designed to produce real-time situation data on the terrestrial and maritime area and national airspace as required for the control and protection of regional integrity. Internationally significant situation data exchange projects include cooperation between the Baltic nations, SUPBAs, and the Situation Data Exchange Project directed by the European Union, MASA, as well as the Cooperation for Air Situation Data Exchange, ASTI. The objective of the national and international cooperation between authorities is to develop a cost-efficient control system. Situational awareness. Effective management requires an up-to-date, proactive conception of the situation in foreign policy, security policy and defense policy and of the state and development of the security environment and society. Spending limits. The defense budget is based on 4-year spending limits which, like the spending limits of other ministries, include ministry-specific definitions of policy, the implementation of a productivity program and the estimated revenue. The Defense Administration limit is an appropriation that the ministry continues to allocate with relative autonomy. Threat models. Fictitious situations used to evaluate the potential threats to society and how to prevent such situations. The threat model presents the mechanisms related to the source, the target and the effect of the threat as well as the probability of such a threat. In addition, the most serious special situations included in the threat model are listed. For national military defense, serious special situations are as follows. Strategic attacks. An attempted surprise attack designed to oblige the government to make certain decisions by taking measures to incapacitate vital targets and the operations of society and the defense system. Invasions. An act of war initiated via a strategic attack and continued with measures by all branches of defense, the army, the navy and the air force, with the intention of affecting the vital targets and operations of the defender and invading areas central to the purpose of the war. Wartime size of forces. The number of individuals who can be mobilized when necessary. Finland's military reserves have decreased in recent years. At their largest, the reserves totaled approx. 700,000 individuals. Today, the number is approx. 350,000, and in the future it will be approx. 230,000 individuals.